From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Levington City Commissioners will conduct its second special meeting tonight concerning budget cuts that were made to cover revenue losses at Monday's regular scheduled meeting. A representative for the employees asked commissioners to consider furloughs rather than the 15% across-the-board pay cuts that were voted on at Monday's meeting. Levington Mayor David Trujillo said options will be considered in the matter at tonight's meeting. Then, it's time to move on.
You know, we're just trying to accommodate them in the way they want to be accommodated, but with the same amount of reduction rate. It doesn't go down. It stays the same.
The reductions that Trujillo was referring to are the 30 employee cuts that were made at last Thursday's special meeting. However, since then, 8 positions have also been eliminated through early retirement, among other reasons.
One thing to keep in mind, that we need to put this to rest and we need to move on.
Tonight's meeting will be at 5:30 and on the city's Facebook page. A Jal City employee who tested positive for the COVID-19 has led City Manager Matt White to close City Hall for the next 10 days. The closure began on Tuesday. The U.S. Marshals, with the help of other authorities, arrested 23-year-old Austin Medford of Fresno, California. He escaped from the Roswell Police Station in November. Now, he and his brother were wanted on felony charges out of California. Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us more.
It's our understanding they had stayed with someone here in Roswell for a little bit, but I don't think they were still staying there when they were arrested.
A fan at the waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad that is used to release radioactive particles at WIPP will be tested this week. The U.S. Department of Energy and Operations, the contractor for WIPP, planned to restart a fan to improve airflow in the underground section of the facility where low-level nuclear waste is permanently stored. District 2 U.S. Congressional Representative Yvette Herrill of New Mexico voted no on Wednesday to impeach President Donald Trump. She explains her vote.
I think it was a rush to judgment. We haven't seen any due process for this president.
We thank KOB-TV for the soundbite. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.